This video is brought to you by Surfshark. All right, we have some breaking news. An F-35 fighter jet has been struck by the Iranian Guard Corps in a massive, massive failure for the United States. I honestly don't think it's possible to overstate just how embarrassing the past few weeks have been for the United States on the global stage. Everybody is watching as Donald Trump is getting whipped around by Bibi Netanyahu, as Iran twists his arm to inflict maximum damage, and he screams for the international community to come help him in any way, escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz, and the entire international community is like, what the hell? We're not going to help this dude that's been bullying us for the past few years. Donald Trump has spent the past 2 years antagonizing the same international community that he is now begging for help from, and I'm honestly embarrassed as an American who has to watch him interface with these other leaders, making jokes to the Prime Minister of Japan about Pearl Harbor, yelling at reporters for asking very valid questions about dead schoolgirls. The news that we just got moments ago is that Iran released footage of a direct hit on a U.S. F-35 fighter jet by Air Defense Forces. This is the first ever hit on the fifth generation fighter jet. And as someone points out, this is the first time a hit against an F-35 was filmed directly. Now, we knew the F-35 was hit and it landed safely. Nobody died. We didn't know if this footage was real until just a bit ago. This seems to be confirmed footage from Iran of a direct hit on a U.S. F-35 fighter jet. And this is a massive, massive loss for the United States. Not just that one particular asset, not just that one particular jet. Obviously, it's expensive and losing money sucks, but the reality is, hitting F-35 during a combat mission over Iran is going to change many things for this stealth aircraft, says Dr. Murtaza. IRST Lock gave heat detection range of S-35. It showed the speed and the altitudes it flies at, and the stealth coatings failed against infrared sensors. To explain it very simply, the F-35's entire purpose is stealth. It is designed to be invisible to radar. But radar is not the only way to detect a plane. You can also use heat from its engines. That's called IRST, or infrared tracking. So Iran locked on to the F-35 using the heat tracking and got a detailed record of exactly what the heat signature looks like, the altitudes, the speeds, the stealth coding, all of this. And this is a big deal if it's true. He then says, F-35's infrared fingerprint is a priceless record for Iran now. That's a good way to put it. They essentially have the infrared fingerprint of one of our biggest weapons. This would be transferred to friendly countries like Russia. It will help in developing sensors to identify and target it further. And after 19th of March 2026, the pilots of the F-35 will be flying defensively. This will degrade their effectiveness. They are no longer invisible. Part of the entire effectiveness and the confidence that came with these is that they are stealth. They are invisible. But imagine the confidence weakening because this information will be shared with China, Russia, and Hezbollah makes America less strong on the world stage. I just want to back up. I'm not saying that Iran getting this information is good. In fact, Iran, the regime, is actually an enemy of the United States. They are not democratic. They are authoritarian, more so than Trump. I see a lot of people in my comments sometimes saying, Adam, why are you acting like the Iran regime is bad when Trump is just as bad? That is a huge misunderstanding of just how bad the Iranian regime is. They mowed down tens of thousands of their own civilians just for protesting, and then they cut the internet so no videos or no imagery can get out. Thankfully, we got some of the videos and imagery, but this is a regime that will repress the most fundamental rights. Donald Trump is a wannabe authoritarian who is trying to erode the guardrails, but is kind of too dumb to do so. So, massive difference. We do not want the United States to be weaker in military against China or Russia or Hezbollah or Iran. We do not want our F-35s to be rendered incapable. Even though we're progressive on this channel and we think the military-industrial complex is overfunded, I do not want the U.S. military to be degraded so much so that Russia is able to continue marching through Europe and the United States lost all of our munitions and depleted all of our resources because of Iran. So there's calculations you have to take into account here. And by the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I don't know if I asked that yet, but we're a few minutes into the video and we're inching towards 2 million subscribers. I will be on CNN Newsnight with Abby Phillip tomorrow night, Friday night. So make sure you watch and let's continue. The F-35 fingerprint has been grabbed by our enemies. The simplest way to put it is one of our most powerful weapons in one day was devalued by our enemy because they got the fingerprint of it. The fly defensively line means pilots now have to fly cautiously. They have to pull back. They have to avoid certain speeds and altitudes. It just makes them less effective in combat. To continue here, this is just insane to look at. It's not even funny. It's very, very brutal for every single American except the Epstein class. But just, I can't help but just like laugh when I look at this chart. There is no possible way the Republican Party, the Republicans in Congress, are okay with this a few months ahead of the midterms. Trump's entire promise was to make America more affordable. And the first thing he did was place tariffs on every single country except for Russia and North Korea. And then his main talking point has been, okay, but at least gas prices are down. At least oil prices are down. That's been his talking point. And now the one talking point that he had just got blown up, literally blown up in the most literal sense possible. Right here, we just got news moments ago. The Iranian Red Crescent says that 18,000 civilians injured in ongoing strikes. The head of the Iranian Red Crescent Society has said more than 18,000 civilians have been injured and tens of thousands of civilian structures have been damaged in the ongoing U.S.-Israeli strikes across the country. 18,000 civilian casualties, people injured, not deaths, but people injured. And for what? What is this administration trying to do? Get pulled around by Netanyahu more and more? Netanyahu is not only targeting people in the West Bank and in Gaza, but this is sickening too. This is one of the craziest things I have ever seen. This is the moment Israel targeted British journalist Steve Sweeney in southern Lebanon. He's in Lebanon reporting on this. I want to show you with how much surgical precision Steve Sweeney is targeted. This is a hard clip to watch. I will put a trigger warning on it. It's, you see an explosion. You don't see any blood. You don't see anything graphic, but this is some hardcore stuff.
Further rocket attacks were reported against Nahariya and a minute. Fucking hell.
Now, he ended up being okay. He's making follow-up videos today, and maybe I'll even cover that when I get to New York and am settled into my hotel room. But holy shit, the United States and Israel are pulling us all into a global conflict, targeting journalists and acting like we're not paying attention. This is some sickening, sickening stuff. And I want to go back to where I started this video from. This has been one of the most embarrassing and humiliating, let's say months, we're like 19, 20 days into this war now. One of the most embarrassing and humiliating 20 days in modern American history. Donald Trump said he was going to get a coalition of people to protect the Strait of Hormuz. He said a few weeks ago he was going to get this grandiose coalition to help him. Then he realized, oh shit, the exact countries I've been antagonizing for the past 2 years don't really want to help me go on a suicide mission through the Strait of Hormuz, which at its most navigable point is only 2 miles wide. The strait is 21 miles wide, but the shipping lanes themselves are only 2 miles wide. And Iran can just strike directly off of their coast into those 2 mile wide shipping lanes endlessly. Donald Trump claims that Iran's defense capabilities and their offensive capabilities have all been neutered, but we just saw a video moments ago of that being false. Not video, but this imagery right here of the F-35 being shot. So how in one breath is all of Iran decapacitated, dismantled, there's nothing they can do, but in the next breath, they are still grabbing information and devaluing one of America's biggest military assets and advantages. The United States is not winning this war. Now, to be clear, Iran is also not winning this war. It is not fair to say that Iran is whooping the U.S.'s ass. I see people on Twitter saying, like, go Iran. But no, we are not cheering for Iran. But we also do not want this administration to be going into forever wars. So I want this war to end. The reality is everybody loses in war. Everybody is losing right now. And some. Everybody is losing and some. The United States, Israel, and Iran are all losing. And we have 18,000 people who are injured. And we have thousands of people in Lebanon who have been killed for no reason. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. And peace out. And really quickly, I spend most of my day researching online, going into weird corners of the internet so I can present the best information to you. And that's why I'm taking my online privacy very seriously with Surfshark VPN. I spend a lot of time on Twitter, which is owned by Elon Musk, or random websites that have right-wing info because I'm researching, and I don't know what websites or apps or networks are collecting my data, and I don't want them to collect my data. That's where Surfshark VPN comes in. What I like about Surfshark is that it's very simple to use. You open the app, you hit connect, and then you're connected to a VPN that reaches 100 different countries, which is a huge milestone because that is the largest reaching VPN. They have global coverage. They also connect to your laptop, your desktop, your smart TV, even my game consoles at the same time, which makes it very easy to use. There's other tools that you can use as well, like the web content blocker, which helps filter out malicious sites automatically, or the email scam checker, which helps filter out malicious emails automatically. They have 24/7 customer support that you should take advantage of, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. So protect your data by going to surfshark.com/mockler and use code Mockler for 4 extra months. Again, surfshark.com/mockler and use code Mockler for 4 extra months of Surfshark VPN. Thank you all.